It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
They're back. After a two-week recess filled with raucous town hall meetings, Congress fled their districts to head back to D.C., and the final week of the residents' push to get something, anything accomplished during his first 100 days in office.
I proposed a contract with the American voter. It's a set of promises for what I'll do in my first 100 days.
What follows is my 100-day action plan to make America great again.
Just think about what we can accomplish in the first 100 days of a Trump administration.
On November 8th, Americans will be voting for this 100-day plan to restore prosperity to our country, secure our communities, and honesty to our government.
Restore honesty to our government? Well, that didn't happen.
Honesty is hardly ever heard, and mostly what I need from you.
As we approach President Trump's 100th day and a potential government shutdown looms, his approval ratings are at historic lows. Here's how the president responded to the new poll in tweets. New polls out today are very good, considering that much of the media is fake and almost always negative, would still beat Hillary in popular vote. Keeping him honest, he did not beat Hillary Clinton in the popular vote. She beat him by almost 2.9 million votes. Now, this might seem like a minor point, but let's just think for a moment how unusual it should be for a president of the United States to cavalierly and repeatedly say things that are simply not true. It isn't something we should be desensitized to. He didn't win the popular vote. And for the record, there is no evidence of millions of illegal votes by illegal immigrants, another claim he made and never proved. President Obama did not wiretap Trump Tower, as he tweeted out. President Trump's inaugural crowd was not the biggest. It doesn't even matter, but it wasn't. And no, his electoral victory was not the largest since President Reagan. In fact, he ranks near the bottom.
Oh, those new poll numbers are not good for Dump.
We have our brand new NBC News Wall Street Journal poll to tell us just how Americans think the president is doing as we approach day 100. In short, not well.
The worst approval ratings around the 100-day mark for any president in modern times.
He laid out a very detailed 100-day contract, he called it. Obamacare. Tax reform, border wall funding, infrastructure spending, new trade tariffs, labeling China a currency manipulator, ending the Common Core education standards. 100 days in, or 1 week from 100 days anyway, incomplete at best. None of this has been done.
With all of his focus on the first 100 days, Trump must be walking back some of those promises, right? Well, sadly, he still has spicy saying red is green and in is out in his oh-so-articulate way.
I'm not. Those pieces are not small. But I'm saying in terms of overall what he has accomplished has been unbelievably significant.
Huh?
Can you speak to us briefly about all the legislative action that you're planning next week? How are you going to accomplish all of that?
It's
going to
be great. Well, it'll happen.
You're going to do health care and tax reform?
We'll see what happens. No particular rush, but we'll see what happens. But healthcare is coming along well. Government is coming along really well.
Government is coming along really well? There is something big that could happen on Saturday, April 29th, that is day 100 of the Trump administration.
Shutdown showdown.
The White House is racing to avoid marking the president's first 100 days in office with a government shutdown.
If Congress doesn't send President Trump a government funding bill by midnight on Friday, the government will run out of money and a shutdown would begin.
A sticking point, as you may know, is money for the wall along our border with Mexico.
He could be the first president in history to face a government shutdown down in his first 100 days.
How about that wall?
Mother should have built the wall.
Mexico is supposed to pay for the wall.
Well, I think, Jim, the president has made very clear that initially we needed to get the funding going, and there's be several mechanisms to make sure that that happens. That funding piece will happen in due time.
That is a promise that the president made during the campaign.
But he also
said Mexico would pay for the wall.
Right.
And now we're having a discussion that the wall.
Right. We feel very confident the government's not going to shut down.
As recently as Monday, the message from the White House came through loud and clear in a Trump tweet. Obamacare is in serious trouble. The Dems need big money to keep it going. Otherwise, it dies far sooner than anyone would have thought. Call me crazy, but that sounded like blackmail. Either the Democrats vote to fund his idiotic wall that Mexico was supposed to pay for, or he withholds the government's payments to the health insurers for their part of the Obamacare costs. Way to threaten murder, Mr. Resident. So it wasn't that big of a surprise to awaken Tuesday to this news.
The president is shifting the calendar, now telling conservative reporters he's open to delaying funding for wall construction until this fall instead of this week.
Push the wall to the fall. A new slogan they can use and pretend pretend like it was theirs all along. But he still hasn't given up on getting something done before Saturday. It is, after all, the way they do things. When you twist things around, it's almost as if Dump has accomplished something.
President Trump has signed more executive orders than any Oval Office occupant since World War II. 25 executive orders, to be exact, rolling back regulations and exerting executive powers on issues ranging from trade to taxes. Although, now that I mentioned these executive orders,
we don't want to continue to watch people signing executive orders because that was not what the Constitution and the brilliant designers of this incredible document had in mind.
After the first 100 days, only 1,361 to go. If you appreciate What's News and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution. We are 100% listener supported, so we rely on your generosity to keep going. Visit NicoleSandler.com/donate for information on how you can help.